Okay, this is Dr. Liz Mosley, and I'm here with Mr. Matt Tolbert, and we are talking about personality. Okay, personality. We've talked about some of the overview of it, and now we're going to get into the more detail with personality traits. So, Mr. Tolbert, are some personality traits more basic or important than others?
Well, the short answer is yes. But basically, psychologists or people who focus on these things are called trait theorists. What they do is they attempt to analyze, classify, and interrelate traits, basically determine what traits people show on a regular basis. And so, yes, there are some traits that have been identified as being more basic or more, some people say, common than others. For instance, Gordon Allport, he identified several kinds of traits, and he called some of them common traits, and those are those that are shared by most members of a culture. See, traits can be culturally specific. So in America, there are going to be some traits that are shown because we're an individualized country. Mm-hmm. And so we focus very hard on speaking our mind, for instance. And so that might be a trait that you would see very commonly throughout America, whereas in other cultures, it might be different. Mm-hmm. Then there are individual traits which are very specific to the person. So there are some that are more basic, or we say common, than others. But I don't know about important. I don't know if important is the right word to use, but certainly more common. And then there are those that are more individual.
Okay. So there's a few different types of traits here: cardinal, central, and secondary traits.
Yes.
Can you talk to me about the difference among those three?
Yes. Well, Gordon Allport also talked about these traits: cardinal traits, central traits, and secondary traits. Cardinal traits are personality traits that are shared by most members. Cardinal trait is a personality trait that's so basic that all of a person's activities relate to it. That is to say, all the behavior, all of the things that I do, we can link them back to these cardinal traits. Now, central traits are the basic building blocks of personality. The central traits basically capture the essence of who we are. And then secondary traits are more the superficial personal qualities. For instance, I tend to like Dr. Pepper, whereas you like hot tea. Mm-hmm. And so those might be traits of our personality, but they're very secondary. They're not part of our core of who we are.
Right. Though sometimes I think so, because I drink my tea everywhere I go. Okay, so what about source traits?
Yeah, source traits, there was another theorist, Raymond Cattell, and he talked about what source traits are. Really what they consist of basic underlying traits of personality. Each source trait is reflected in a number of other traits. So it's kind of similar to the central traits or cardinal traits that Allport talked about, but it's slightly different. He called the what Allport might call secondary traits, he called them surface traits. These are the visible features of personality. And then these traits tend to be very similar to others, and you can group them. And those groups are bigger personality traits that he then called source traits.
Okay.
Now, he used, through this, he used something called factor analysis, which is just trying to figure out which personality traits, or what he called factors, we have, and how they could be grouped. So he developed something called the 16PF, or the 16 personality factor questionnaire. And the 16PF is attempting to determine where on a scale a person lies when it comes to 16 major personality source traits.
Okay. So how do we measure them, those traits?
Well, that factor analysis is the measurement of that. And it's a statistical technique used to correlate multiple measurements and identify general underlying factors. Basically, we measure personality traits in a number of different ways, and then we see how they're related to each other. And then we, hopefully, through that process, we're able to get to that underlying, these are the main things that this person has. This is their personality, because these are the factors and the traits of their personality.
Okay, good. So then I also know that there's a five-factor model of trait theory. So what is that five-factor model?
Yeah, the five-factor model is based on Allport's research and Cattell's research. Psychologists have come to this understanding that there are really five major traits that we all show. We could call them source traits or cardinal traits or whatever we want to call them. But there are five major traits, and we fit on a scale within each of these traits. Now these five, and if you rearrange the first letter of each word, you can spell canoe, which is kind of interesting. You can also spell ocean.
Ocean, that's my preference.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I like canoes.
Because I like the beach.
The big five factors are extroversion. And you're on a scale there. You're either very, very extroverted, so you're very talkative, very active, very affectionate, or you're on the low on the scale, and so you're more introverted. You're more of a loner, quiet. You tend to be reserved. Mm-hmm. There's agreeableness. Agreeableness, high on agreeableness, is somebody who's very trusting, very good-natured, somewhat lenient in their interaction with other people, whereas someone low on the scale tends to be critical, kind of suspicious, kind of judgmental. Then that we have conscientiousness. And conscientiousness is someone who's hardworking, well-organized, disciplined, punctual, so not me, or low on the scale, somebody who's lazy, disorganized, tends to be late a lot. We also have neuroticism, which is the fourth trait. High on this is somebody who's kind of worried, anxious, self-conscious, highly emotional, we might say emotionally unstable. Low on the scale is somebody who's even-tempered, calm, fairly unemotional, very contained. And then last, the last big five trait is openness. Somebody who's high in openness is somebody who's imaginative and creative and original, open to new experiences. Somebody low on the scale is more down to earth. They tend to be more conventional and kind of happy with where they are. And the thing is that if we look at to our family, our friends, or even ourselves, we can kind of see where we are on the scale. I tend to not be very conscientious. I tend to be somewhat open. I'm very high on the extroversion side. I'm hopefully not too neurotic. And I tend to be kind of in the middle for agreeableness. And there's something about agreeableness that I don't like. People tend to be either agreeable or kind of non-agreeable, or somewhere in between. But I really don't like people who are not agreeable, low on the agreeableness, yes, but then they make you think that they are agreeable. Yes. It's not congruent there. I don't like that too much. For instance, if you go out with your friends or your spouse and you say, where do you want to eat? And they say, I don't know, whatever you pick. Mm-hmm. It's very agreeable.
Yes.
And then you say, okay, well, let's go to Chinese. And they say, nah, I'm not feeling Chinese tonight.
Yes.
And no matter what you say, they say, oh, no, whatever you want, you pick.
Yes.
And then every time you say something, they don't like it. Until they whittle it down until you go right to, you know, Mexican food or whatever it is they wanted to eat. And
you wish they had just been telling you at the beginning.
There is a non-agreeable person who's trying to sound like they're agreeable, but they are not. So be congruent in your understanding of your personality.
Well, that was an entertaining demonstration of the five-factor model. I enjoy talking about personality. Because it teaches us a lot about ourselves,
yes.
So it's a fun topic. So we're going to keep going with that another time, but for today, we are finished, and thank you, Mr. Tolbert, for your time on trait and source personality.
Great.
And we'll talk to you again next time.